It is 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're going to be talking about vegetables, namely, based on a report that was published in The Vibes, the fact that Malaysia produces high quality vegetables, but most of these vegetables are not consumed by Malaysians. So instead, these are exported overseas. Meanwhile, we are left with what the article calls third grade leftovers. So this got us thinking about this whole situation in the first place, and also what sorts of choices we can make in terms of choosing better produce in the food that we consume, and why the situation comes about in the first place. So just to go through some of the vegetables that we do produce here on our own, in Cameron Highlands, for instance, we grow tomatoes, carrots, cabbages, and turnips. But according to a vegetable supplier who was interviewed in that article, he said that a lot of our good produce is sent to Singapore and then repackaged to Europe under what is labeled product of Singapore. Meanwhile, instead of acquiring those at a cheaper price and selling it to local consumers. And he also linked this to food shortages as agricultural development will cause food prices to increase. And this will in turn impact vulnerable groups who may not be able to afford things that really we are growing in our own backyard. Now, let us know what you think. How do you feel about the quality of vegetables that we get here in Malaysia when you purchase them? Are you happy with what we get here? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we are joined by Heng Song Han, who is the director of the Veggie Shop, to speak a little bit more about this issue. Han, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharmila. Hi.
So, in your experience, is this report that Malaysia exports its better quality vegetables accurate? What do you think about this?
Yes, farmers export the higher grade vegetables to the other country, and this leads to the shortage of domestic supply. And we have to import the substandard vegetables from the other countries, such as the turnips, cabbage, and carrot, like you mentioned just now. Malaysia is an agricultural country, and we are supposed to be self-sufficient. But this is not the case. The essence of vegetables is vegetables, but in this global economic system, vegetables becomes a commodity. People tend to sell the products to the other people or the other country that are willing to purchase at higher price, and those are farmers, and they can gain a profit from this. You know what I mean? And then because the other people are willing to spend more in the food they consume.
Do you export the vegetables you sell?
Yeah, we don't export the vegetables. I only supply to the KL Klang Valley and the grocery and mini market in Klang Valley.
So in that case then, given that we do export so much of our high-quality vegetables, how would you describe the quality of the vegetables that we can get locally?
If you grew up in Malaysia and you used to eat the Malaysian vegetables since you were young, the quality of Malaysian vegetables is pretty good for you. But if you are from Singapore or Korea, after you eat the vegetables in Malaysia, you will feel that the vegetables in Malaysia is much more bitter than the vegetables in Korea or Singapore.
And where do you get your supply of vegetables?
We get our supplies directly from the Cameron, because we are also a farmer in Cameron, and then we just introduced our new branch in Klang. And then from the local farmers, we get directly from the local farmers.
Now, let's talk about the price of what we pay for our vegetables, right? Given that they are locally produced, why do you think the vegetables that we buy are so expensive?
Because the demand is more than supply. The demand of vegetables, because there is insufficient supply for our own Malaysian, we own Malaysian have to consume much more than supply. And the farmer produce, the higher grade produce has gone to the other countries. And then for sure, when demand is more than supply, the price will increase, no matter they are produced locally or not.
Now, let's talk about many of the concerns that local buyers do have about vegetables in the market, right? And this includes things like pesticide use or the fact that some vegetables might be treated so that they look better or more enticing to the customer. What are some of those red flags that we should be looking out for when we're buying vegetables at the markets?
These questions are a bit difficult to answer. You know, in Asia Pacific, Malaysia is the second highest country in the usage of pesticide per hectare. And then the first one is Korea. But the cost of pesticide use of Korea is the highest in Asia Pacific, which means the Korea is using the highest quality of pesticide. And this pesticide will cause lesser harm to the human body. And in this ranking, Malaysia is the lowest rank, which we are using the lowest quality pesticide. And what are the potential red flags? I think after I mentioned this, you should know what should we buy at, right?
maybe you can elaborate on that actually.
In my opinion, I suggest we should consume the organic, but not the non-organic, because according to data shown in the 2018, Malaysia, we in Asia Pacific, Malaysia is using the cheapest pesticide, which will cause a lot of harmful to our body. You will not happen in these few years. After 10 years, 20 years, you will feel that there are some different, really. The quality of pesticide is a very big issue. So I mean, if this cannot be solved, better choose to purchase, consume the organic vegetables. Yeah, this is what I mean. Even though I'm a non-organic vegetable seller.
In general, then, you know, what sorts of tips do you have for consumers when it comes to choosing their vegetables? I mean, whether it's organic or non-organic being aside, how can we make better choices?
You can try to buy vegetables that look ugly or they have been bitten by insects, but you will find it's very difficult to see these vegetables in the market because people now want to buy the things that look good, look pretty, and then the things that look strange or bitten will be eliminated before they are put on the shelf. So even if the sellers they put the vegetables that look strange or bitten by insect on the shelf, consumers have no appetite to eat them. How could they buy them? So this vegetable will be discarded, and so yeah, and. if you want to take away organic and non-organic, depends on the seller. Still depends on the seller, because in your area you should have your own trustable vegetables or seller or fruit seller, something like that. And then if the seller is supplying healthy vegetables, then better you can go to them and not purchase the vegetable from the strange seller that come to you.
Han, I was just wondering, you know, in this conversation that we've been having, when it comes to your customers, how aware or how concerned would you say Malaysians are when they talk to you about what you sell? Do they ask these sorts of questions? Are they concerned about chemical use and what they should be buying?
Actually, we are adding in organic vegetables and the locally grown vegetables that are using pesticide is really horrible. The vegetables that we are selling, because we are the local farmers and we know what we are using and we know what are the other farmers using. So, of course, of what I supply to my vegetables, what I supply to my customer, they are consuming the better vegetables compared with the other vegetables in the market. Or from my opinion, because we are the local farmers too. So that's why the tips that I to give to the consumers, the consumers should have some trustable seller that they normally purchase, and then the vegetables is much more healthier compared with the other unknown source. Sometimes people will purchase the vegetables from randomly from the other market or something like that, or even a wet market. In the wet market, there's 10 vegetable seller, and then if you normally purchase from the A seller, you just purchase from the A seller since you trust them. You know what the vegetables is come from, right? You know what I mean? The source of vegetable is very, very, there are a lot of farmers, there are a lot of farmers in Malaysia, in the Cameroons, in Locker, in Ipoh, in Johor, in Banting, and the vegetable seller who are in the wet market, in the hypermarket, normally they will have their own source, and then the source is trustable. So if you used to purchase from this seller, you just remain to the seller that you used to buy. And unless you have another trustable source to purchase vegetables.
Han, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
That was Heng Song Han, director at the Veggie Shop, talking to us about the quality of both our imported as well as local vegetables. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on what you think about the sort of quality we get here in terms of the vegetables that we can buy. And we have this message from Din, who says, it's kind of scandalous, isn't it, that we export our best stuff? I understand that maybe selling it abroad means that our farmers and sellers get a better price, but surely Malaysians would also be willing to pay more to eat good local vegetables. Your guest mentioned earlier that Malaysians may not notice a difference if we grew up eating the local vegetables, but isn't this a chicken and egg situation? Because as long as we don't know what we're missing, we may not be interested or motivated to pay more. And so our best stuff keeps going abroad. Din, that's such a good point. And I remember the first time I had the opportunity to eat vegetables that were grown abroad, that were grown abroad because I was in Australia. And I remember thinking how different they tasted. And that got me, I think, more aware of what we were missing out on here. And since then, I think that was what pushed me to make better choices in terms of what I paid for and where I got my vegetables. And I think it is a chicken and egg situation. And as Malaysians, I think we deserve to be able to eat the best produce that we are capable of growing, really. Let us know what you think. Are you happy with the quality of vegetables that we get here in our shops? What would you like to see done in order to get better supply? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.